Well, 3 years ago, there was a minor news story. Most people missed it because it was reported in just a handful of outlets. But it said that MS-13 graffiti had been found sprayed on bathroom walls at the Nogales Placement Center. That's a facility where the U.S. government has processed hundreds of illegal immigrant children arriving from Central America. Now, you'd think committing criminal behavior in support of a violent gang would certainly be the kind of thing that would ensure your speedy deportation. But if you thought that, you'd be wrong. Because according to documents released today by the House Homeland Security Committee, personnel at the center quickly identified at least 18 juveniles as likely members of MS-13 and other criminal gangs. Many of them openly admitted it. One document we've obtained describes an arrival from El Salvador who, quote, self-admitting to being a gang member. He stated he was involved in multiple robberies, assaults, and drug dealing. The boy stated, quote, he sold both crack cocaine and marijuana, admitting attacking people with knives, said he planned to continue his gang affiliation as soon as he reached his family already here in the U.S. Pretty straightforward, right? He was turned right around and sent back to El Salvador. Surely, no, he wasn't. The Border Patrol placed him in a holding cell while trying to find a home for him here in the United States. That's what they did for all the suspected gang members. Another document provided to this show lists where most of them went. 8 suspected gang members from El Salvador were transferred to the Children's Village. It's a private reform school in New York City, a city that incidentally has struggled with the rise of MS-13. Maybe those are connected. 3 other suspected gang members were sent to Oklahoma, 2 were sent to Virginia, 2 to Washington State, 1 to Texas. Did these people ever get deported? Did they go free and simply join the general population of the country and then go on to prey on innocent people? We're still trying to find that out because the previous administration didn't track it. We'll tell you as soon as we do. In case this isn't obvious, this was the policy of the Obama administration to import young men into our cities who we knew were likely dangerous criminals. No vote was held on this. The public was never alerted to it. You may have noticed your country is changing fast and probably not for the better. There are a lot of reasons for that, but this is definitely one of them. And we're going to continue to follow this story as we get more details. That's it for us tonight. We'll be back here at 8 tomorrow night for the show that's a sworn enemy of lying, pomposity, smugness, and groupthink. The Five is next. We'll see you tomorrow.